Welcome to the Bitter Comics Podcast. Take three. Give it up for JT Foreman.
Hello and welcome to episode 24 of Bitter Comics. I am JT Foreman, and I'm here with my good friends, Terry, the Beast, Michaels.
Take four.
And unfortunately, the Super Negro Champion, John Jones, is not with us yet. He's fashionably late.
Ball game.
Do you want to say on black time or should I?
No.
Okay, let's not say
that. Don't you apologize we're not gonna to say, black people enough?
I apologize to black people every episode.
Maybe he got pulled over by a cop.
You don't know.
Well, he's driving a white car, though, so.
And he stands out.
That's true. We do have a guest with us this week.
Fat Jane?
I feel bad calling you Fat Jane.
That's the name God gave me.
Is your name actually Fat James? Or
James Price, but it's James Fat Price. James.
Oh, you don't mind calling me Fat Terry all the fucking time when we get a guest in here. Yeah. Oh, all of a sudden you want to edit yourself.
What are you, all of a sudden you're fucking PC now, huh?
I call you fat. Oh, I feel so bad, you fucking...
Well, I don't do it to your face, only behind your back.
That makes it all the better. Thank you, JT.
Oh, we do have Fat James here joining us this week. So, really, thanks for coming out joining us. Oh, no,
thanks for having me. This is the professionalism of the show I love.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You should have been here 15 minutes ago.
Well, we begin once again with our opening segment. JT was a real prick last week.
And this week.
In which I apologize for the cruel, offensive, and probably racist things I said last episode. This is episode 24, so for my insensitivity in episode 23, I would like to apologize to black people.
Again.
Acorns. Colorblind horses. Tampons. White athletes and Delroy Lindo.
What the fuck ever?
Really?
Seriously, yeah, really. If you're still with us, thank you for staying.
And if you're still with us, check your pulse.
We apologize. Okay.
All right, which of those apologies do you have issue with?
Yeah. Well, none of them, no, please.
All of them or none of them?
The acorn, really?
The acorn, yeah.
Like the acorn gives a shit. Yeah. Squirrels eating him.
Yeah. Well, if you'd like to know specifically why I'm apologizing, check out episode 23 and all our episodes at bittercomics.podbean.com. And if you feel I owe more apologies or to make comments, please email the show at bittercomics@hotmail.com. And in the subject line, please put, "Hey, dumbass, that was Delroy Lindo in Romeo Must Die, not Lawrence Fishburne." That was why I apologized to Delroy Lindo.
That's great.
Last episode, Lawrence Fishburne came up and I...
That's fantastic.
All right, look, black people do not all look alike, just those two, okay?
Really?
No, not really.
All right, well.
So how's it going?
You're going to have, write down that you'll have to apologize to black people again next episode.
Oh, I apologize to them every week.
Yes, good. I do. I always say or do something horrible to black people in the episode. So
you're lucky they don't know where you do this.
That's true.
They don't. You're lucky they don't know where you live because your parents would be in trouble.
Yeah. You're a little mini Farrakhan out there marching.
You're probably right.
Oh, wow.
So okay. how was everybody's week?
Average to Midland, thank you.
Average to Midland? Just mm-hmm. Nothing like great or overly exciting?
No, not really. Nothing fantastic. Nothing storybook.
Nothing storybook?
No, except my team stomped the shit out of another team. That was pretty cool. I don't care if it was preseason. That was cool.
That is pretty cool. It's always nice when your team...
What's your team?
I'm a Minnesota Vikings fan. And I watched them stomp the shit out of the Houston Texans 28-0. And here's what I say. There's about 50,000 people in Minneapolis that witnessed a rape, and not one of them called the cops.
Nice.
Shame on them.
Shame on them. Yes, absolutely. What was the ending score on that game?
28-0.
28-0? Yes. That is pretty bad. Yes. Any particular... plays that really stood out, or just it was a cool game and they kicked shit out.
What I thought was interesting that Minnesota didn't play any of their first team, and Houston played all their first team and still got just jammed. Christian Ponder looked really, really good.
So do you think it just the late start of the season and the lack of any real training camp just kind of fucked the Houston Texans?
It's going to fuck everybody. Well, this whole season, there are going to be more injuries this season than probably any time in the last 10 years.
Oh, so that's the real reason you think for the training camp is to make
Well, make sure it's to condition your body to get ready for the season, and they have had
limber
no
your
time.
Ass up.
Yeah, and they've had no time to do any of that. There are going to be some injuries. They've already a lot of ACL injuries. Yeah. And that's going to be the ACL and knee.
This is the season of the Widowmaker.
Oh yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you know, it's like if you don't jerk off before you go out on a date, you manage to get to fuck the girl, you're not going to last too long. You got to stretch. It's important that you stretch.
That had nothing
too
to
much?
Do with
Well, what kind of fucking segue is that?
I don't know. That's just what popped into my head.
We were talking about.
So I don't know what's going on. So what I'm going to do, I'm like a jack off reference. It's going to confuse everybody.
Pretty much. I this is what I get for not watching sports. I just end up with the masturbation references.
There you go.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll apologize to hard-ons next week.
I'd like to make it a sincere apology to hard-ons. Didn't mean to offend any cocks out there.
Especially mine.
I probably should apologize to flaccid penises.
I take that offensively.
Hey.
I didn't mean it personally. I'm sorry. Do you have a favorite football team?
Abso-fucking-lutely.
What is your team?
I have two favorite football teams.
Oh, okay.
I like the Steelers.
All right.
And I like the Ravens.
The Ravens.
Now, I have to say, I'm kind of a fan of the Ravens a little bit. You can't...
How can you hate the Ravens?
Their defense is so awesome to watch.
Thank
that
you.
It's hard to not... I mean, their offense, I could take it or leave it, but I like watching their defense because they just like to hit people.
Now, you got to love a fucking team that comes in as an expansion team and wins it all first fucking year out.
Yeah, that's nice.
Come on.
It's nice.
Plus they had the goose, the Italian fucking bulldog.
And it's nice that some of their defense has actually been brought up on murder charges.
That's how you know they're good.
That's
And see with the Steelers, they like to rape people.
There you go.
The Ravens like to kill people, so I get it. Yeah. I get it. It's awesome. It's awesome.
That is a tough choice, murder or rape.
Well, not really.
It just depends.
I say if you're going to kill the woman, why not rape her first?
Well, you know.
It's only an extra 10 years.
Yeah.
That's true.
You might want to write down that you're going to need to apologize to people on death row.
I apologize to people on death row who have never actually raped someone.
There's nobody there.
I'm having a hell of a week.
I'm glad to hear that.
Hell of a week. I just jacked off before I came here. I'm good.
It's nice.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
That is good to know. So, how are you liking Fresno?
There's nothing here. I'm driving down the fucking road. I'm in downtown. It's rush hour. I'm the only car in the fucking road. I could literally stop my car, pull up my trunk, and have a cookout right there, and nobody would mind. Nope. There's nothing happening. I don't get it, man. The town's huge. There's nobody fucking... Like, people are complaining about traffic. What fucking traffic? I was behind a guy downtown pulling into a parking spot with a buddy of mine, and this guy was backing up and didn't look where he was going, and he goes, "That asshole's not looking where..." I go, like, why the fuck should he look? Nobody's ever down here. That's we right. surprised him.
Fresno, nobody is downtown. In fact, right at 4:30, 4:45... They get out of Fresno quick, downtown quick.
What is that? What are they afraid of?
Well, some nasty shit goes on downtown, I think. Uh-huh. Mostly comedy.
Yeah.
Other than if there's a baseball game going on at Grizzly Stadium or the comedy at Heroes Sports Lounge, what else is going on downtown? I mean, there's Club One Casino, I guess.
There you go. Warriors, come out and play.
I went to a Grizzlies ball game when Billy Crystal came to town to
nice.
Film a movie.
What movie did he film here?
He's doing some a baseball film. What a surprise.
Oh, yeah.
Billy Crystal doing something about baseball. And
was it called Get the Fuck Out of Here?
And they had the film helicopter going over the... And about 30 feet behind us, he was in a booth, and they had cameras, and they were recording something. And then he went out on the field and threw a pitch, and... You know, and I can't remember what name his character name was, but whatever.
It wasn't, I don't know. Did he ask you what this was? You know, the one finger from fucking, was that movie, the cowboy fucking thing he did?
Oh,
the
yeah.
one thing.
Yeah, the one thing.
City Slickers.
City Slickers. What's this? Well, that's your proctology exam, fucker. That's what that is.
Yeah.
So he wasn't here doing City Slickers 6 or something like that?
No. He was doing another baseball movie.
It's all about the game.
What other baseball movies has he done?
Really?
Billy Crystal, right?
He's into he wrote a book about baseball. Yeah. He signed with the Yankees for exactly 1 minute.
Yeah. Just so he could say he had a contract.
Just so he could say he was on the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
And he paid them to do it.
Yeah. He's huge into baseball. Big, big baseball.
Well, yeah, but I can't think of any movies he's done.
He's either been in them, or that fucker has written them, or he has produced them. But there's like a string. If you go online to that thing, that computer, that's, see what that happens with that? That puts you online. If you type in Billy Crystal, it'll show you everything.
Now he's going to do it and make everybody wait in silence.
Do, 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 do.
All right. Well, see, you could have just answered my question and told me, but no.
Didn't
you told
want
me
to
look it up, so here
didn't
we go.
Didn't want to. No, he was in, wasn't he in Mr. 5000 or some shit like that?
Yeah, I think so.
He was definitely in that movie. Oh, God. I mean, there's just so many. Every movie he does may not be about baseball, but there's always a baseball scene in it, too.
Well, this is fucked up. They released the Yankees released him on his 60th birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, you're fired.
Yeah. The contract like he was that you in paid the lineup. Us to do.
Oh, you want to talk about being bitter? They just fired Jerry Lewis from his own fucking telethon.
Well, he doesn't know he's bitter. That's the cool thing.
And he also doesn't know he's still on the telethon.
Can you imagine, though? You built it. You built the fucking thing. It's your name's on it. Thanks for the millions of dollars throughout the years. Now get the fuck out.
Get out. You look like shit. We don't want you anymore.
Wow.
He does look like shit.
But still, I mean, seriously.
Well, it's he kind of looks like he's gotten some of the stuff that he's trying to help cure. And so he's still got the big full head of hair, though. I know. I'm talking shit about
Jerry Lewis. And how long? You're talking about one of the greatest. You know, the thing about Jerry Lewis is, you know that when you watch a movie, and you know the thing they call Video Village, where the director has all the cameras in front of him, and I mean all the screens, and he's watching all the cameras. Mm-hmm. It's called Video Village. Yeah. He invented that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they never did that before he did it. And he brought a lot of shit to the game of filmmaking that nobody even knows. The guy is a fucking genius, but he's also, what are you going to be, 70, 80 years old, still going, hey, Lainey, mama?
I never thought he was funny, ever.
Well, I mean, the other option is to go home and die of old age, I guess. A lot of people,
want
to stay active.
No, wait a minute, you never thought the caddy or the studio? There had to be one Jerry Lewis movie.
I'm just not.
You don't like the slapstick?
Not a lot of the slapstick.
Do you like the Three Stooges?
No, not really.
Okay, so that's the idea. See, if you like the Three Stooges, then you like Abbott and Costello, mm-hmm. and you like, you know, like Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin. Mm-hmm. I like that shit. Like, you like slapstick, right? How can you be a man and not like the Three fucking Stooges?
I'm not into it.
Wow, let the vaginas free.
I like background humor.
Okay.
Like
the Marx Brothers?
No, like Mel Brooks.
Mel Brooks is good. I like Mel.
You got, there's something kind of funny going on in the front, but something in the back.
Yeah.
It's always, you have to be watching the whole
thing. Woody Allen.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Exactly. You know, all those guys came out of your show of shows. Every one of them was a writer for your show of shows.
Yeah.
With Sid Caesar.
Yeah. History of the World is one of my favorites.
Oh, films. Come on. Hey, Automata, what do you say? I just got back from an audio fay. An audio fay. What's an audio fay? It's what you ought to not do, but you do anyway. The Inquisition. What a show.
Yeah. Hilarious. And the stuff in the background.
Oh, yeah.
Is great.
They just hit Henry. Come on, girls. Let's get them.
I love it when the woman's dancing in front of all the eunuchs. And the feather goes straight up, and the guy says, "The jig is up."
And he's black.
And he says, "And gone."
Yeah, and gone.
Yeah, just some of the stuff in the back, all the senators. Bullshit, 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 bullshit. So should we build more palaces for us, or should we help feed the poor? How do you vote? Fuck the poor.
Yeah. Here's tell me what Mel Brooks' movie this is from. Anybody got any dimes? Oh, shit. Somebody's got to go back and get a shitload of dimes.
I think that's Blazing Saddles.
Blazing Saddles, baby. That's another class. There's nothing funnier out there than Blazing Saddles.
Yeah, when the woman screams, let me just whip this out.
Yeah. Ah! Fuck that shit. It's Mongo.
Yeah, so that's the kind of stuff I like. So I'm not really into this last
stuff. I'm into all that comedy. I love all comedy. I mean, any of it. Funny's funny to me.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to take a quick break right now. I am JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics, and we will be right back. This is JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics, and we're back. Okay, so as you all know, Terry is a big fan of lists.
Word.
So, word. That's right. So the list I found for this week for us to talk about, I got this off of Odee.com, O-D-D-E-E.com. The article says that these are the 15 most hilarious protests of protest signs of all time. So here we go. You ready? Number 15, a woman bicyclist wrote on her back, "You own a car, not the road."
That'd be great when you're fucking her doggy style.
That would.
If you're too close, you better be pulling my hair.
Yeah, I mean, awesome. I own a car. Maybe I don't own the road, but I am driving this bitch home.
Can I tell you what I saw today on somebody's car?
Yes.
I'm driving, and right behind, I'm at a stoplight, and somebody put into this guy's car was filthy, and it said, "I wish my wife was as dirty as this car."
Nice. That's awesome.
That is awesome. All right, number 14, I'm so angry, I made a sign.
Lame.
Yeah, really? Come on.
That's not even a protest sign.
Wait a minute. Survey says top 100 people answered. Is lame on the board? Ding, 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 ding.
It's the number one answer.
Number 13, my arms are tired.
Really?
What the fuck is
this? Where'd you get this? Unfunny.com?
They're not all this bad.
Is this serious? Do you get this from Seriously or Die?
Seriously or Die. It's not Funny or Die. It's just Seriously or Die.
Yeah.
Number 12, this sign has it has a picture of Liza Minnelli on it, and it reads, "If Liza can marry two gay men, why can't I marry one?"
Wow.
That's good. All right.
You know what? That's true.
We'll give that.
That's a good point. Actually.
That's a good point, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
That's awesome.
I'll give you that one.
There you go. Some sort of an immigration protest. This was held by a Hispanic man. It said, "No illegals means no burritos."
I'm willing to make that trade.
Look, I know a lot of white guys that can make burritos. So I'm not scared.
Well, I mean, we have this attitude here in America. You take anything, put it on a tortilla, and suddenly it's a burrito.
Well, that's because it's true. That's the definition of a burrito.
Well, it's like you take a piece of pizza, put it on a tortilla, and now this is Mexican pizza.
See, that's what I like about Captain Obvious. Go ahead. It's your show. You can crash it anywhere you want.
What number was that?
That was number 11.
Okay.
No illegals, no burritos. Got it. You better think twice, America.
Oh, yeah. You better think twice.
Yeah. I'll still be sleeping tonight. Trust me.
There was a guy at a rally had a sign that said, "Homosexuals are gay."
This just in. Jewish people died in World War II.
God, I need to tell my brother because he's gay. I don't know if he knows he's homosexual.
Yeah. Did you know that 9 out of 10 gay guys suck cock?
Yeah, and the 10th guy is single.
Yeah.
The 10th guy is single. That's right. And the next one, number 9, it says, "We can quote the Bible too. A marriage shall be considered valid only if the wife is a virgin. If the wife is not a virgin, she shall be executed."
Yes.
Deuteronomy 11, 13.
Absolutely. 29.
And that was the day no women were left on the earth.
Yes.
I wouldn't want to marry a virgin because I don't have to teach some bitch all that shit. No. You know, I've been married 3 times. That's a lot of teaching. I got stuff to do.
I dated a virgin one time.
What did you do in college? Is that why women go to college so they can have sex, learn how to
women
fuck,
go
right?
to college to lick pussy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh.
See, I dated a virgin one time. It was hell getting her back for snack time.
Wow. All right, wait. So high school is for women to have sex with guys and
dude, I got laid in high school more in my lifetime than I ever fucking got laid after high school.
You know what? I was a straight A student and an athlete till I found pussy and beer.
Yeah, please.
And that's it. It was done. Now I weigh 300 pounds.
Sex and booze ruined your life.
High school is the best thing ever invented. It herds all the young pussy into one spot.
That's right.
So you can get to it.
Right when the hormones are flowing, they want to impress their friends.
Yeah.
Look, I gave Terry head in the dugout before first period. Yeah. That's status right there.
No, I love you. I love you. And then the girls are like, "I can't believe I never did this. Oh my God. Oh my God."
Now they just say that and give you herpes. Anyway.
Yeah, there you go.
Next sign.
You know, at least they're being generous. At least they gave you something.
Bring on the next sign. Bring it unto me.
One woman was holding both of these signs up. Mm. It said, one of them says, "I shave my balls for this."
Okay.
And the other one says, "Bring back Crystal Pepsi."
Why? This bitch has got some weird priorities.
Yeah. Wow.
That's a good waste of fucking time, sweetie.
Was she good looking?
Yeah. This is a pro-life rally.
Is she a good looking broad?
Oh, no, of course not.
Okay.
It's hilarious.
The good looking brides go to the pro-choice rally.
Thank you.
And the ugly ones go to the pro-life rally.
I'm pro-life.
That's because no one will fuck you. If you'd ever gotten, if you'd have been able to get laid and gotten knocked up, you'd be pro-choice.
Wow.
Jesus, man, kind of bitter then.
Don't ever run for office.
Yeah. No, not a chance.
He'd like to kiss your baby.
He-man woman hater.
Open mouth.
Tongue's okay, right? Just among friends. Oh,
nice. Take it easy, kids. Gene Simmons. Oh, yeah.
I'm a reverse Gene Simmons. It's very wide.
That's nice. There you go.
All right. Number seven, a gay man. I assume he was gay because he was.
A lot of gay men holding up signs.
If I can't marry my boyfriend, I'll marry your daughter.
Hey. What's and she'll have nice that? Clothes and great makeup.
Yes, there you exactly.
Go. Wow. And guess what? She's in the theater.
They won't have to hire an interior decorator either. That's the place right. Will look fabulous.
Hello, we're just going to put curtains here.
Exactly.
It's ferocious. For realsies.
For realsies?
Ferociously for realsies.
That's awesome.
Number six, Obama, bring back Arrested Development.
Some fucking priorities. Like that dude doesn't have enough fucking problems.
You never see Obama and Tiger Woods at the same place at the same time. I'm just saying.
They're trading off bitches.
Yeah.
They're trading off bitches.
By the way, how old are the Obama daughters right now? Let's count. Let's count that down, ladies and gentlemen. Get it up on the board. Let's count it down to whoredom.
It's like 9 to 12 or something. Yeah.
What is the countdown to whoredom?
I would do Michelle Obama.
What? It'd be like fucking Tina Turner. She'll kill you. You see the arms on her?
She would hold you down.
No wonder Obama is all fucking prim and proper. It's like having the Kraken fucking come loose on your ass.
What'd you say to me?
Who runs this country, bitch? Who runs this country? You do?
Wow, that would be awesome. I would pay to see that.
I just watched the documentary of Joan Rivers a couple days ago.
Really? And you weren't forced to?
No, I wasn't forced
to. Wow, I hate that bitch.
Yeah, please. Well, why were you watching Joan Rivers, you fucking closet fag?
Watching the documentary. I just thought it might be interesting.
Really?
Can we talk?
Sorry.
Nothing else was on, right? Please tell me that your remote broke and you were too lazy to get off the fucking couch.
I just finished masturbating
to
porn.
Holy shit.
I was too tired to move, and that's what came on next.
I hope you were
masturbating. Even a fucking paraplegic that just got stung by that spider that renders you motionless will figure out a way to move with his tongue over to change the channel.
So what we're saying is that we're not fans of Joan Rivers. Is that what?
No, because we're all straight.
Yeah, I mean, really, I'm just saying.
So continue with your Joan Rivers paradise faggotry.
Anyway.
Wow.
She was sitting around a table with a couple of the people that work for her, and she was asking if this particular joke was in bad taste. JFK's wife, Jackie Kennedy, became known as Jackie O, and she wondered if she could refer to Mrs. Obama as Blackie O.
That's actually funny. Wow. That's actually funny. Wow. Okay, I can see why you watched that, because that was funny.
But you didn't know that was going to be in there.
Yeah, that's the problem.
No, I didn't know that was going to be in there. But I knew some behind
So you redeemed yourself.
Thank you.
You're like the Blues Brothers with the nun. Don't come back to you. You've come back and you redeemed yourself.
But unfortunately, everyone in the room told her it was in bad taste, so I don't think she ever actually performed that joke. But I thought it was hilarious.
That plastic surgery she had done, that was in bad taste. Plastic woman.
She's horrible.
Please.
She's actually dead.
She doesn't go into the sun for fear of melting.
Yeah, the residue of all of that surgery is actually walking around telling her jokes still.
Continue, my son, with the list of the hell.
Next.
You're at number three.
This sign I didn't understand. It just says, fuck it, I'll walk.
All right. Well, that's a gas price.
That's the thing, yeah.
Gas prices, fuck it, I'll walk.
Yeah, that makes sense. Oh, in the top right corner of the sign, there was a circle with a line through it, like banding something. And the drawing in there, I guess it must have been a gas pump, but it looked like an IV bag.
I love it. I love it.
Okay.
Number four.
By the way, big shout out to Bakersfield, meth capital of the world. Thank you. Go.
There you go. Number four, this person had two signs. One of them says, Pope equals criminal. And... the other one.
I like that one.
Yeah.
No, fuck that. I like that one. Go ahead.
Number two, the other the other sign in this picture, it said, "Nothing says faith in God like 4 inches of bulletproof glass."
Nice. Yeah.
That's an old Kinnison bit.
But you know what? It's still fucking funny.
That was Bill Hicks.
No, it was Sam.
It was Kinnison, sure? Bro. Yes. Absolutely fucking positive.
Second album.
Yep.
Okay.
The one when he's in Vegas with the two twins, which he married one of them, are dancing on the sides of him, but it's hilarious.
Yeah.
And you got to give it to him. It's not a comic stealing a bit. It's somebody that's just reverbing what he heard a comic say.
Yeah,
so.
That's right.
Yeah. Number three, I already regret choosing to carry a sign around all day. You know, this is a sign just saying, yes, I am as much of an idiot as I seem.
Yes, absolutely.
Have you seen those ones with the little girls? They're holding up the anti-gay signs up in fucking Utah or some shit because their dad's like this minister that's against gay. You seen that they profile them on 2020 once in a while? Oh, yeah, it's like little girls, like 10-year-old, 8-year-old girls holding a sign saying God hates fags. It's the funniest thing you ever saw in your life.
That's terrible.
That is kind of
wow.
I like to apologize to people holding signs everywhere. Yes.
Exactly.
Especially the dude on Blackstone and Shaw.
Yeah. You see all those sign spinners all over the place?
Dude, that guy on Blackstone and Shaw on the roller skates with an electric guitar hooked up to an amplifier, playing, dude, fucking going in circles and shit. He's happy as fuck. That man has found a place in life where he is happy, and I say God bless him.
Absolutely.
Does he have an agent? Yeah. You're like, no. You're on 3rd and 4th this week. You're playing the big streets tomorrow night.
Look, here's something this guy never hears. How many people do you have on Facebook?
Yeah.
And how many people do you think you can bring to our corner? Yeah. He never has to listen to that shit.
Can you promote that you're here?
Here's what he hears. Be at Blackstone and Shaw at 8 o'clock in the morning, and you're off at 4:30. You get a half-hour lunch, play your fucking guitar, and have a good time.
And spin that fucking sign.
That's right. It doesn't matter if you look like you've been on meth for like 20 years and you have no teeth.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
He must be smile. From Bakersfield.
Smile.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or he's a product of Fresno County Correctional.
There you go.
God bless. Fresno Public God bless schools. You, Mr. Blackstone and Shaw.
Well, the thing about the sign spinners is that I've seen them basically with three different kinds of businesses, either cell phones or restaurants or now gold. Recently.
Yeah, a jewelry store.
But just one time, I saw a guy with a sign out there in front of a place that was selling condos.
Beautiful.
And, you know, those signs as you're passing by, those are pretty much impulse buys. You know how good a sign spinner you have to be to get someone to impulse buy a fucking house? I hope that guy's paying well. If he's so good at spinning that sign, he convinced somebody to stop and purchase their residence. That's right. That's a good fucking sign spinner right there.
Hello, work. I'm going to be late. I just saw this guy spinning a sign. It's a great house. I got to buy it right now.
Well, where's it at? I like to buy a house.
Exactly. That's a good fucking sign spinner right there. This guy knows his
I'm job. Waiting until I see one spinning a sign pointing to a hooker.
Well, that's called the pimp.
Yeah.
Yeah. The pimp.
That'd be good. By the way, if you're listening, ladies, I have 200 roses. 200 roses.
But I'm only willing to spend 75.
Yes.
Number two, it just says, the sign just says, I hate protests.
That was number two, huh?
That was number two. Wow.
Man, I've lost faith in this list.
Yeah.
Number two, because it was shit.
Yeah, thank you. And ding, 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 ding. Secret word of today. Shit, he said it.
So you get the free tickets to the Motley Crue concert now. Congratulations. You said the secret word. You said the phrase that pays.
Shout number two is devil. Shit.
And finally, number one, I assume this was at a some sort of a rally or speech that...
where else would they protest, really? Are they protesting at a kindergarten class?
I can't remember her name now, the chick from Alaska.
Oh, Palin?
Yeah, Sarah Palin. I assume this was some rally of hers. Someone had a sign that said, Tina Fey does it better.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Let me just say this, if I could. I would fuck Sarah Palin for the press.
I would fuck her because she's hot and I want to fuck her.
I would fuck her while she's looking out her front porch at Russia.
Are you trying to say she's a communist cunt?
I'm saying I would fuck the shit out of that communist cunt. I'd make that pussy look like Rocky's eye. I'd like to apologize to Rocky's eye.
Yes, that was a little...
And Russia.
And Russia. Nostrovia, my comrades.
I wouldn't want to put you guys through having her there.
Please.
It's bad enough having her here.
Oh, we're going to take a break real quick. I am JT Foreman. We're the Better Comics, and we will be right back.
Shout at the devil!
This is JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics, and we're back. Okay, so that was the 15 best protest signs from Audi.com.
Totally sucked.
Yeah, there were a couple that were all right.
I'm very bitter about it.
Well, you know, you're on the right podcast then.
Absolutely.
Next, as you all know, I like to support my town. Every week I go to textfromlastnight.com.
But your town doesn't like to support you, Joel.
That's true. But I want to support my town anyways.
It's fucking Fresno.
This is a website that has a lot of most likely alcohol or drug-induced text messages on it, and I look up the area code 559, which is my town's area code, to find the best text message from my town for that week. And this week, the 559 text of the week is... Nothing like buying a handle in a 36-pack with a baby strapped on.
What? Say it again.
Nothing like buying a handle in a 36-pack with a baby strapped on.
I don't even...
Okay, that's autocorrect right there. Something's fucked up. That's autocorrect.
Yeah. It doesn't even sound good.
Well, it sounds like some... I don't know what the handle here is, but it sounds like someone had a baby strapped onto them in one of those carrying things, and they bought a 36-pack... While they had a baby strapped on. Probably Stroh's. Maybe some Milwaukee's Keystone. Beast. Or Keystone.
Keystone's good right there. Anheuser, what are they, Busch?
And Busch. That sounds kind of like Fresno Speed, doesn't it?
Oh, no, no. I used to drink, what is that, the beer that had the bull?
Oh, Schlitz.
Oh, yes. Schlitz.
That's when they would go into a black bar and the bull would come through the wall and knock everybody out of their seats.
Yeah, exactly. I used to drink Schlitz all the time.
Because, of course, nobody drinks malt liquor but the brothers.
Oh, I drank it. Word.
No, but that's how the commercials were geared.
Right. And then didn't they do it in a China store, too?
I believe they did. And then
how racist were commercials back in the day?
Pretty racist.
Ancient Chinese secret. Remember, you can't get away with that shit today.
Yep.
Oh, and then there was the time Danny DeVito got killed in Johnny Dangerously in a beer commercial. You remember that?
Oh, that was the best. That was awesome. That was a bull.
Yeah. Michael Keaton is playing Johnny Dangerously. He's meeting.
My first real girlfriend and I went and saw that movie. That was our first date. Thanks for bringing it up. Now I'm going to fucking cry. I appreciate it, Joel.
You farting asshole. You cork sucker. You son of a motherless goat.
My mother hung me up on a hook once. Just once.
Hey, Johnny, you like my gun? It goes through the school bus, the school.
The wall on the other side. all right, so that's the 559 text of the week.
You understand that we're the only ones that even remember. Johnny.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's okay. All right. It's a show for us. Fuck them. Fuck them.
Fuck them if they can't take a joke, Johnny.
Exactly. All right, so now let's get into the news. Here's a fun headline. Bull semen forces closure of interstate ramp.
Oh, yes. I've seen this one. The container was on a Greyhound bus.
Yes. Several containers of bull semen. Apparently, the
fell out of the Greyhound bus.
To transport them by Greyhound bus
and splattered all over the freeway.
Yeah, everyone remember that the next time.
How are we gonna clean all this up, Jack? We'll get the spermicide out.
And they got a hazmat.
I would.
They got a cum shot right there.
You know all the whores in the town were like doing the backstroke. This is the best.
They said it was over $200,000 worth of bull semen.
Yeah, that's the estimate. According to this, there's 300 to 400 straws containing 1 milliliter of sperm in each of the containers, valued at $18 to $50 each. So an average of $80,000 per container, and there were 4 containers.
My sperm's worth about $100 an hour.
Yeah. Free bull sperm. Come one, come all. Come and get it.
Actually, you pay them to take the sperm from you.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why it's worth that much.
It costs you $100 an hour to...
Exactly.
Exactly.
Why you want to belittle them?
And that's what I meant. He knew what I meant. He's just jealous.
Nothing happened. Nothing happened. And for those of you that are history buffs, don't forget about yesterminute all those seconds ago.
Here's what I like about it. You know, I saw this story on the news.
Yeah.
Okay. The news at 5, the news at 6,
yeah,
and the news at 7. Okay, look, people, not a lot of shit happens in between 5 and fucking 7, okay? The weather's the same.
Yeah.
Okay, we live in Fresno.
I was gonna say, especially in Fresno, not the whole dick doesn't happen.
Yeah, we live now. Hold on, September 12th, we got the news at 4 now.
Of course you do.
Okay, we got the news at 10. Absolutely. We got the news at noon. We got the news at 4. We got the news at 5, 6, and 7. Really? Really? This, yeah, like you said, this just in, the same, the news at 7 should be this, like this. This just in, the same shit that happened at 6. There you go.
No, no. Mm-hmm. And now for the news at 7. Did you see the news at 6? Good. Roll the Scooby-Doo cartoon.
Roll the Scooby-Doo. Where
I'm
are
sorry.
You?
So yeah,
and so you have other stuff to talk about.
I think bull semen transported on a Greyhound bus for someone who took the Greyhound bus on, you know, like to Fort Myers, Florida, and back when I was paying my dues and stand up. Fuck that shit. Yeah. Could they get anything dirtier on the bus? Yeah, you that's the only thing dirtier than the fucking guy sitting in the second row.
You thought your neighbor on the plane was a bad guy to be sitting on the plane with. Yeah. They got bull semen on the
Got bull semen on my Coca-Cola. You got Coca-Cola on my bull semen. It's a new flavor.
Semen soda.
Well, the great thing is that a Greyhound spokesman said that it's actually not uncommon that the bus carries bull semen. So apparently,
that's fantastic.
That's like their standard transportation method of semen.
But here's how he said it: we have jizz on the bus all the time.
I'm Chuck.
I'm sure
we got Joe Bob Johansson from Greyhound. Bob, tell us how this might happen. Well, we have got jizz on the bus all the time. This is just the first time we've had it down below.
Well, you see, Bob, what happens is we've been taking the semen from the bowl and putting it on the Greyhound bus for years. Now, we just never thought that shit would try to escape.
Usually the bull is sitting in the second row and her name is Margaret.
Fucking ridiculous.
So, bull semen, that was in Nashville, Tennessee where that
no.
happened.
No.
During a Titans game.
Exactly. The load originated. I love that they referred to it as a load. That's awesome.
You couldn't give us that earlier? You're holding out, are you?
The load originated in Columbus, Ohio, and was en route to a breeding facility in Laredo, Texas.
Absolutely. I know why it's in straws, because they got to sit there and. Like, you know, like a blowguard done to get this shit up in the. And if she queefs, it's going right down your throat.
Welcome to that visual.
Hooray.
I like to apologize to straws everywhere.
Yeah, this is why I like to have guests on the show. They always bring something special to the table. Thank you.
No problem.
For that.
Do the bulls buy you roses?
Oh. Well, see what you
somebody's got to get paid to jack them all off. That's the problem.
Well, see, what you do is the bull is there, and then five guys really?
This?
Up, come in.
Really?
And they hand a rose.
Really?
Yes, you can come.
Really, you know this?
Oh, I don't know.
Really? And you knew that it's five guys.
It's not
like
four.
A guess would be some guys, but you pinpointed it right at the five mark.
Well, I imagine they do it in a
and
similar
if one guy
manner.
Calls in sick, it's totally.
Yeah, you're fucked.
I imagine or they not. Do it in a similar manner to how they do The Bachelor.
Excuse me?
Five guys come in, say, here's the straw.
What are you watching, the Gay Bachelor? Five guys are coming in to whack off The Bachelor?
It was right
you
after,
fucking, what are you watching, Logo there, Chief?
It was right after the Joan Rivers special.
Oh, Jesus, this guy watches the most fucked up TV.
Inspired.
Remind me not to check out your TiVo there, Chief.
Hey,
let's see what he's got for movies taped. Well, Can't Stop the Music by the Village People, that's always a classic.
Ever since I got Netflix, it's just everything has gone to shit.
Wow.
There goes that sponsor. I'd like to apologize to Netflix.
Wow. Okay.
Drink bull semen. Good.
Here we go next. Drunk airplane passenger performs in-flight erotic dance.
Yes. Let me tell you something. That was not on Southwest.
No, that was
I can
not
guarantee
on Southwest
you that right now.
So a flight attendant did an erotic dance?
No, just a passenger.
Just some bitch.
Really? What the fuck flight is this, and why am I never involved?
I don't know. It was. They were apparently forced to return to Moscow. They were bound for London. They had to return to Moscow because a female passenger started performing a, quote, provocative one-woman show.
Nice.
The fuck is that? Why would you turn a flight around for that?
Well,
she was Russian, so she's probably hairy.
The drunk 39-year-old woman from the Republic of Tartarstan in
Russia. Now Helga will braid pussy hair for you.
was, quote, in a state of insobriety, inconveniencing the passengers, taking off their glasses, and dancing erotic dances. Mm-hmm. I don't know if a woman doing an erotic dance in front of me taking her clothes off is inconveniencing.
She's from Russia.
I think that would be very convenient, actually, if someone was.
She's from Russia.
You know what? The guy that bought her on one of those bride catalogs is pissed because now she's a day late.
I paid for that, goddammit. Mail order bride.
See, now I show you why Russian women always get a man.
Yes.
Or will beat your ass.
Now, I always say I would never get a mail order bride because everything I've ever gotten mail order came with assembly required.
Huh.
I don't want my wife to show up that way.
It's too small.
Yeah. End up with parts missing and the instructions in Chinese. So just
that'd be funny. Order from China. And it's like, what's this extra vagina? I put it together, right? Now I got this extra piece.
I guess I'll put it in my pocket.
Exactly.
I'd like to get a mail order bride. One that doesn't know shit. That'd be perfect.
Absolutely.
Just keep her away from
you. You can chain him to the kitchen sink.
Oh, God. Now you're talking. Memories. Uh-oh. Somebody's phone's ringing.
No.
Oh, well, stop that. Sounds like you're electrocuting bugs. Go ahead, speak on it.
Here we go. Next.
Preach on, brother.
Got a 12-year-old who solved a crime. Apparently, someone broke into her great...
Yeah, he told us on his daddy.
Yeah. No, someone broke into her great-grandmother's house, and they called the police. The police came, did their thing, and then left. So she actually decided to conduct an investigation on her own. Apparently, she had taken some sort of a summer program at the local district attorney's office that teaches you how crime fighting works. So she just followed the shit that she had learned that the cops were supposed to do, found the guy who robbed her place. And then when she called the cops, they told the police everything that happened, and they never went to arrest the guy.
So how did Nancy Drew find this out?
Look, this story is bullshit, and I'll tell you why. No 12-year-old does their homework.
Right.
The fuck are you kidding? This is bullshit.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I don't like where it's going.
Really?
Joel, you're all you're stalled out. You don't know what to say.
You had me at 12 years old and you lost me.
Come on. She found where the burglars broke in, where they broke in at.
That wasn't hard.
Apparently missed that.
Oh, yeah. What was it? Keystone Cops on the job? What?
Something like that. And but through the investigation, she actually found the guy. She went to a local pawn shop.
CSI busted by 12-year-old girl.
Found some of her great-grandmother's property there at the pawn shop and then asked the guy who owned the pawn shop who sold it to him.
Oh.
And then the guy told her she went over to that guy's house, that person's house.
She's Barney Badass.
Did you do it? And the guy admitted it to her.
Of course he did.
Yes, I stole the shit. You're 12 years old. What the hell are you going to do about it?
Right. And so did she get the cops?
Yeah, she went and told the cops, but the cops still have not gone and arrested the guy.
Well, why would they?
Well, someone robbed her grandmother's house, and she found out who did it. That would be kind of like what they're supposed to do.
They're L.A. cops.
Please. If they're not, was the guy black?
Who was the prosecutor on it? It was probably that man, whatever.
This was in Atlanta. The 12-year-old girl was black. But it doesn't.
There you go.
And I only know that because they have a picture over here. But it doesn't show anything else about anyone else.
But that's why they didn't go. You understand? I like to apologize to black girls everywhere, but that's why they didn't go.
So what you're telling me is that the Atlanta police are racist?
No, are they? Okay. You mean in the South?
It's hard to believe.
Oh, my God, no.
Am I just naive? Is that the thing here?
I don't think you're naive.
I just, I think
stupid,
maybe. Someone
not
does.
Naive.
Well, I'm started doing this podcast. Something's wrong with my brain. That's definitely for sure.
I mean, it's just weird that the cops got all this evidence and they don't go get the guy. I mean, come on.
They were in on it.
Well, I mean, they didn't even. Apparently, they didn't even really do any investigation.
They were black.
Oh, I see what you're saying. The initial investigation, they didn't care. They don't care.
No.
Yeah.
I hate to bring it out to you, but they're in the South.
True.
There's racism out there. Not like here in Fresno, where everybody gets along.
Well, I live in Clovis. There's some racism there.
Clovis?
Yes.
Yes.
So I always say it's like Texas without any black people or Mexicans.
Well, name is Clovis, for God's sakes.
That's true.
I've been to Clovis, New Mexico.
And we continue on with your story of terror.
Well, no, that was it. I mean, she found the guy who did it and told the police, and the police
and nothing happened.
Never did anything.
She said, you know what, little girl? Stick to what you know. Nothing.
There you go.
Well, maybe one day she'll become a cop and she'll actually arrest somebody.
Maybe.
For doing the stuff that they do.
Maybe.
We can hope.
Let's take a moment of silence.
Shall we sing Imagine together now?
Imagine all the people living for today.
I was remixing. God, is somebody choking you?
Well, we're going to take a break real quick. I am JT Foreman. We're the Bitter Comics, and we'll be right back.
Ball game.
This is JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics, and we're back. Okay, one more news story before
player.
We go.
For player. Shizzle up in the hizzle.
Player. I'm not playa, player. Really.
Player.
I'm Chuck, and this is Jive, and we're Chuck and Jive.
Should we take a call?
Yeah. Hey, you're live on the air. I just wanted to say it. I don't like. Oh, okay, sorry. Shut up, bitch. All right.
Well, we got a guy was arrested. A 17-year-old Florida resident, Jared Kano, was arrested Tuesday for attempting to blow up his high school. Yay!
That dude, huh?
Yeah. That
okay.
Dude.
All right. They found like explosives and shit in his house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude. Okay.
I'm already loving him.
Yeah, now the
it's good kid.
Yeah, good kid. You know, it's, well, you know, that's kind of thing.
He's misunderstood.
You know what, though? Seriously, how many kids these days actually go through the effort of following through? You know? There's a lot of kids.
Way to look on the bright side,
I'm
Joel.
I'm going to kick your ass later. And then they go home and they play Xbox or something. And they don't actually follow through on their threats to inflict mass carnage. But this guy, he was going through with it. I'm proud of him.
Okay, good. Good, Joel. It's good that you don't have kids.
Yeah, it probably is a good thing.
And we've made it so.
Hey, you know, that's by choice and not my choice. That's the choice of every woman I've ever met in my life.
Honey, you want to have kids? No.
No.
So one strange thing about this story, he said that he knew 2 days before he got arrested that he probably wasn't going to get away with this because he tried to connect to the internet with his laptop, and one of the Wi-Fis in the area was FBI_surveillance_van.
Yeah.
That's awesome. He should have just tried to use their signal.
Yes, exactly.
Like, dear FBI.
Let's see what they're looking at.
He could have been like on Goodfellas.
Yes.
Follow me, fuckos.
Yeah.
So apparently it wasn't really a plumbing van across the street from his house for the past 3 days.
Yeah.
It was actually an FBI surveillance van. It's taking a long time for them to fix that.
I wonder if they're
leak.
Looking for their kitten.
Yeah.
But
so then what happened?
Well, they arrested him. But it actually said the FBI monitoring van number 237B was the specific line on the Wi-Fi when he was searching for an open network. That was the only open one he could find, was this FBI monitoring van. But the thing about this is the guy writing the article says that probably was not actually an FBI van that he saw there. People just like to put stupid names for their Wi-Fi connection.
I'm not buying that
no,
shit.
No, I think it was the FBI, cause yeah, exactly. and the FBI was stupid.
Yeah, because they, we're the FBI.
Yeah, nobody's going to check.
Well, you know, I'm for next week's show, I'm going to have to do a search and see if I can find any weird...
An FBI van?
Do you think that's wise?
Well, no, weird Wi-Fi.
Do you think that's Wi-Fi? Wise, Mr. Jim Jones? Another reference that only the older people will get.
Right, how about some Kool-Aid?
Maybe someone will. Maybe I can imagine someone coming up with weird Wi-Fi names just because they think they're funny.
Really?
You know, you pull something like out of
your ass.
Out of your ass. Yeah, basically. Maybe hide your kids. Hide your Wi-Fi. Maybe
hide your kids. Hide your Wi-Fi. I have little Johnny from the milk carton Wi-Fi.
The milk carton Wi-Fi.
Molester.
So anyway, that's weird news for the week.
Ray.
Oh, boy.
You love the transitions that I worked in here? I worked
your
really
segues
hard on
are the shiznat.
Yes, they are.
Shindizzle.
Exactly.
Keeping it real up in the field, all right?
Yo, motherfucker.
About to blow the spot, G.
Before we go, anybody got anything exciting going on this coming week?
Ball game.
This week, no, I'm finishing up my run here in Fresno and going back to L.A. to relax.
L.A.
So nothing crazy. I've only been down to L.A. to try to get up on open mics a couple of times over at a comedy store. I always wanted to ask what is the scene like down there? I mean, are there really as many open mics as they say, and are they all as shitty as I'm always hearing?
They're all as shitty as you could possibly get, and there are as many as they say.
Yeah.
And it's just stupid. I basically, at this point, I just sit in my house, wait for the next gig, and I relax, because otherwise you drive yourself nuts. because it really is like living in a fishbowl.
What I do is I wait. I sit at home and masturbate and wait for messages on Facebook.
There you go.
Well, you know, whatever works.
You know, it hasn't worked.
No, well, what do you got going on this week, Terry?
Nothing, dude. Not a damn thing.
How about you? What do you have going on?
Come on, Joel. What do you have going on?
What are you doing?
Well, I usually would go to the open mic at the next bar on Sunday nights, but apparently that is not happening anymore.
I wonder why that is.
Probably
because you were the only one showing up.
Yeah, probably because last week I was the only comedian that showed up to the show.
Yeah, because that room was shit.
Can I get a big S?
But the first six comics who signed up would get a free $20 bar tab. I can't believe that there aren't.
Wait a minute! Whoa! The first. How many comics just showed up?
Six comics who sign up.
Each would get $20 worth of free shit.
Yes.
Really?
$20 worth of free booze.
And, or did they have food there too?
No, they didn't have food. They had free popcorn there.
But free booze, $20 worth.
$20 worth of free booze. And
they didn't show up.
No, they didn't. And a lot of the alcoholics here are pretty severe. Or a lot of the comics here in town are pretty severe alcoholics.
What the fuck? Are they stupid? That's crazy.
$20. I know people who show up for a free beer. I mean, there are open mics in L.A. where you pay to perform.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you pay $5 so you get 5 minutes on stage. And
absolutely.
People, you know, they were kind of shitty rooms. I mean, you're lucky if five or six people are there. And
look, you get to a point where you don't want to play the game no more. Yeah. You know, you do comedy long enough, and that's why it's called bitter comics, because you just say, fuck it. I'm going to sit in my house until the phone rings for me to do a gig. Or until I get a gig from me calling people, or I get a shot on a TV show, an audition. And that's all I do. I don't go. I used to go out all the time. I don't go no more. Fuck it.
Well, I mean, you're at the point in your, not just in your career, but at your skill level where you don't. I mean, you write a new joke, I'm sure you pretty much know if it's good or not before you even do it in front of an audience.
Yes.
I mean, I a lot of times I feel like I'm starting to get to where I know this joke is going to work. I might have to tweak it, and that's what I need to do in front of an open mic.
Yeah,
a while
you could write.
First,
here's the thing: I tell people all the time. They go, "Oh, I just wrote a funny joke. It's so fucking funny." I go, "Great. Did you do it in front of a crowd?" No. Well, then you don't know if it's funny. I'll write a joke. It's funny to me, but until you've done it in front of a crowd and the crowd's laughed, you don't know.
Yeah, that's true, and that's why I don't think I'm ever going to get to the point where I'm never going to open mics anymore.
No, you have to.
It's a lot of the big comics, though, they won't even go to an open mic. They'll go to a regular show and fuck someone else to show up and just walk in and say, I'm going to do half an hour now because
but that is their open mic. And that's who they are. You got to understand something. Those guys that are doing that now had to go through the same shit.
Yeah.
They got bumped back. There's a pecking order. Look, in comedy, I know comics get pissed off when you're scheduled to go up somewhere at a club and then like a Damon Wayans will come in and bumps everybody because he wants to do time. Look. When you get
to Richard Pryor did that to him, so that makes
it okay. It doesn't make it okay, but it's just the way it is.
Well, yeah,
so,
that's
and
true.
And don't tell me that if you became a big TV or movie star and you wanted to work some shit out, you're not going to go to the fucking choke and poke and, with the homeless fucking comics and try your material. You're going to go where there's an audience, and you're going to go up into the improv, and you're going to say, listen, I need 20 minutes, I need to and they're going to fucking do it, and you're not going to think twice about it. That's just the way it is.
I hope I wouldn't do that, but
I probably would. You will.
I'm willing to admit I probably would do that, but I would hope
I think here's why you would have to do that.
Thank you.
Because here's the thing. If you're a TV comic, you're not playing at the local choke and poke. You're playing at real comedy clubs, so you need to test your material in a real comedy.
Or you're doing a 2,000-seat theater where people
you've got
pay
to test
it.
Yeah.
Look, it's like this.
Yeah, that's true.
He's right, and it's a pecking order. Dude, it happened to those guys. They're doing it now, but the same guys that are doing it now, it happened to them a lot.
Yeah,
Dice would come in and fucking bump everybody. But now look, someday one of us or all of us will be big enough to where we'll be able to go in any fucking club we want and bump the whole lineup because we want the time to work out our shit. And it's going to happen. And that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
If you don't like, get out of the fucking game. Because that's just one of the things that happened. And
it's
I hate comedy.
Well, I know it does.
You have to tolerate.
Yeah.
I don't have to like it, though.
No, you don't have
to. Well,
But that's the way it is. And you don't have to like it, but don't shit on the guy because he's doing it. They get mad. Fuck, here comes Eddie Griffin, gonna bump the whole. Yeah, asshole, because it's Eddie fucking Griffin. And guess what? Eddie Griffin gets to do that. So shut the fuck up.
Well, I'm not doing it with an asshole, but it's kind of it is a dick move, and I will absolutely admit that I would probably do the exact same thing.
Here's the dick move of it. If you want to come in as a star and bump everybody and do 20 minutes because you're working on some new stuff, fine. But it's when these guys come in and they do one or two fucking hours, you got to look at them and go, hey, asshole, do you really need this much stage time? You're working on this type of stuff? I mean, come on. We really need the stage time. I can understand you got a couple of jokes. Do 20 minutes. Get the fuck off. But your ego needs to be fed this much.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
when I get pissed.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. You're absolutely right. And there is a degree to everything. I mean, and Terry, you're right too. I mean, if you're going to be performing next week to a theater with 2,000 people in it, or you got a 250 seat comedy club that's going to sell out five shows,
right?
You got to be sure that this is good material, and you need an audience to do that. Exactly. So you're not going to show it's up to the listen. Open mic with five people.
Yeah.
So you're absolutely correct. But I'm not in that situation. What I am is the comic who would get bumped, and I'm just you know, it would be
and
a shitty
guess
feeling.
What.
I understand.
There's some rooms I can walk. Happen, there's some rooms that I can walk into.
Yeah,
and I can bump the guys on there. Then there's some rooms that I'm in, and I'm gonna get bumped.
Well, yeah. I can.
There's
tell you
very few people that can't get bumped.
Yeah,
I can tell you right now. I can go to any open mic in Fresno and get as much time as I want.
Yeah.
Because in this town,
everyone knows who you are. Yeah,
and I've been doing it almost the longest of everybody here, and. I get that kind of respect from people that book the shows.
Right.
So.
That's
well, I mean,
just
there's another thing
order.
Is it's also the respect that you get because you've been doing it for a long time and everyone knows who you are.
But it's
so it's not order. Just I do understand it's not just I'm going to be an asshole and walk into the club and bump a bunch.
It's
of
I right, need right. to work on this shit and I'm going to do it.
And you're right. When it is a person doing that, that's when it's really kind of shitty.
Well, when it's somebody that does too much time, look, go in. I understand you got to work on it. Do 20 minutes. Don't do two fucking hours and take the whole night away.
Yeah.
I don't mind being bumped. Just don't do so much time that I don't get to go on. I got dressed. I used my gas, my money to get to the club. I'm not a fucking millionaire like you are.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
I can't just waste a half a tank of gas getting to the club so I can not go on.
Yeah.
So if you want to come in and bump me, I'm fine with that. Just don't do so much time that the night is fucking gone and now I don't get to go up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's all.
Absolutely.
Cool. So anyway, now that I pissed everyone off, one last thing before we go.
End scene.
That was good. Before we go, I just want to tell everyone my opinion. I know no one gives a fuck about my opinion, but I'm gonna give it anyway. Here we go. Yeah. My intros suck. I get
go
ahead, it.
Go.
All right. So I've never been a drinker. I don't have any kind of moral opposition to drinking, even to the point where you're falling down and blowing strangers. I mean, if a guy wants to get so wasted, he begins to explore his sexuality, that's his business. I've just never done it because alcohol kind of tastes like crap. Recently, I did start drinking socially, which means like two or three in the night when I go out. Because it's like a bonding thing in our society, I'm trying to be more outgoing, bust out of my shell and all that shit. Plus, who knows, maybe it'll help me get laid once in a while. Yeah, I know, I'm dreaming. Anyway, in my foray into the world of inebriation, I do have to ask about something. Whose idea was it to use cranberry juice in mixed drinks? I mean, I don't know if everyone out there is aware of this, but cranberry juice is a natural laxative, which means it loosens things. And if you drink too much cranberry juice, your bowels will release. Meanwhile, thank you for farting. You're making my point exactly. Meanwhile, alcohol, if you drink too much of that, can make you vomit. So who's the genius who came up with the vodka cranberry? What kind of sadist invents a drink that combines the two? I mean, you're drinking something that has the potential to cause you to have to puke and shit at the same time. I mean, the most difficult choice you will ever have to make in your life is as you rush to the bathroom and you try to decide which end of your body to hold over the toilet, knowing the other end of your body is likely to spackle the wall. Vodka cranberry is fucking evil. And that's what I think, but no
sounds
one
like somebody had a bad experience.
No comment. Fucking TK's birthday party. God
wait,
damn.
Wait, wait, TK?
TK Kuchenbacher. Comic in town, there's apparently a bunch of people he knows have birthdays in August. He had a birthday party. I was like, well, what do you got with vodka? And he said, well, I didn't get any orange juice. We got cranberry juice.
And you ended up throwing up and shitting at the same time. It's awesome.
I did not throw up and shit at the same time.
I had
to stop.
Because this rant came from nowhere.
I had to stop after two because I could feel it coming.
Okay.
It did give me the runs a little bit. I didn't shit myself. But if I'd had more than just the two, I'm sure I would have.
That's hilarious.
And so there we go. Anyway, that's what I think. No one gives a shit what I think, but that's what I think anyways. Anyway, Mr. Fat James.
Yes.
Thanks a lot for coming to join
us. Hey, thanks for having me. This is fun.
This is a lot of fun. I'm glad to have you tonight. And Terry Michaels, thanks a lot for coming out again.
Ball game.
Ball game. I am JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics. See you next week. Peace.
Word.